What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Ukrainian Women Have Replaced Family with Careers and Pets. So as you guys know, I made a couple of videos telling you that feminism is actually worse here in Ukraine than back in America, simply because, you know, with 500,000 dead men and a lot of women replacing them in the job force, these women now have opportunities. They now have something to look forward to, that they're gonna have a career, yet the vast majority of women here end up working as a barista, they end up working as a burger flipper at the kebab place. So it's really not a career, it's more of a job. And as we all know, job stands for just over broke. So as you guys know, I go to the, I can't call it the Beta Male Cafe because most men are dead. I know, I ain't shit for saying that. So I go to the cafe every day to work on MGTOW TV. As you guys know, we're updating the software. We already updated the software on a demo server. So the software update was successful. Now, before we put that update on MGTOW TV, we have to first test it on the old on the demo server. Then we have to update the custom work we did. Then we have to make sure that custom work is still applicable to the new updates. And then after that, we can transition to MGTOW TV. So this might take a month or two, actually, but this just goes to show you how much work I put in MGTOW TV and all the redundancy and testing we put. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but you probably should by now. Whether it's Mitwali Web Services, whether it's Gibson Bro, whether it's MGTOW TV, everything we run is 100% professionally managed, okay? So this ain't a bunch of ancient niggers decided to like throw something up on the internet. This is actually a legit business, and so on. Anyway, so going back to the point of the video, which is Ukrainian women have abandoned families for pets and careers. So I am at the cafe doing my thing, and very few women here have children, by the way, okay, just to let you know. So when I go to the cafe, it's all women, okay? You might get like one man in there, but out of like 30, 40, 50 people coming in, you might get like two or three males, okay? So all the women here do, guys, is that all they do is stare at their phone. You know, that's all they do. They don't, they might talk to one another, but primarily all they do is stare at the phone. And when women stare at the phone, see, women do two things when they're on the internet. There's only two things women do on the internet, guys. And that is either dick shopping for Chad, like Terrence Pop says, or they're harvesting beta males for their meat, like Red Pill Mary said. Meat stands for money, energy, attention, time, okay? So even though these are strong and independent women, need no man, their entire life revolves around men, whether it's Chad's cock or beta male's meat, which again, according to Red Pill Mary, stands for money, energy, attention, time, okay? So even when these women are working, most of the time, guys, if a woman doesn't have much going on at her workplace, which 9 out of 10 times they really don't, they're on their phone, again, dick shopping for Chad, and harvesting beta males for their meat, okay? Now, in the past, you guys need to understand, in the past, a woman would get her dick from her husband and she would get attention from her kids, and every now and then she would go to her sewing club where they, you know, sew clothes, cook, you know, dumb shit like that, and they'd use each other as emotional tampons, and that's pretty much how it was throughout humanity, okay? Today, because of technology, women are getting dick from random dudes on the internet. They're getting attention from subpar beta males, and every now and then they use one another as an emotional tampon, but most times than not, every woman out there is doing her own thing. Because you guys need to understand, God created woman to get dick and to get resources, okay? A woman's entire existence is based around dick and resources. So, in this case, guys, women don't, even though women do have an in-group preference, they really don't help out one another. For example, to get in and out of the cafe where I'm at, you actually have to physically turn a handle, okay, guys? You physically have to turn a handle, okay? It's not like Starbucks where you can, you know, kick the door or, you know, push the door with your elbow. You physically have to turn it with your hands. So, you know how when you're carrying like 2 cups of coffee and you're exiting, but you have to, you know, put a cup of coffee down so you can open the door. Hopefully somebody will open the door for you. Guess what? Women don't open doors for other women, you know? And it's not something as simple as, oh, well, you know, she can put the cup of coffee down and open her own damn door. I've seen Ukrainian women with kids in their in the stroller. So the Ukrainian woman, you know, she's holding the door open, she's bringing in her stroller at the same time, and even though there's a dozen girls sitting in the restaurant, ain't nobody helping her. At the end of the day, guys, the most the modern woman's gonna do to help out a fellow woman is maybe give her a hug and, you know, emoji on the internet. You know, that's the most women are gonna do. The reality of the matter is, it's the white knights who take care of women, okay? Like, for example, now that the beta male, well, I can't call it beta male for obvious reasons, but when I was at the cafe a couple hours ago, there was a woman coming in with a stroller, and there was a dude there. Guess what? He got off his ass and, you know, he held the door for her until she brought in the stroller. And then again, the same dude held the door open for a woman holding 2 coffees in her hand to exit. So at the end of the day, guys, men are the ones who actually help women when they really need it. Other women don't help other women. If anything, they see another woman as a competition that must be taken down. Because at the end of the day, guys, these women are competing for Chad's cock. They're competing for Beta's meat, okay? Now, the problem here with a lot of these women who are into this, into, you know, the modern woman, frankly speaking, is that they don't understand, like, look, when you're young, you're hot, you're tight, you're 20 years old, yeah, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever the flying fuck you want and pretty much get away with it. But what's gonna happen when you grow older? See, what you guys watching this video need to understand is that when a woman is young, God has given her energy, stamina, fervor to go out and have kids and to raise said kids. So what these women do is that they take that energy and they put it into their careers. And again, vast majority of women out there, they don't have careers, okay? You know, the gym I go to, there's a girl at the front desk, you know, she calls herself an administrator. I'm like, nah, baby girl, you're a freaking receptionist. You're not an administrator, you know? Sitting on your phone all day and handing out, like, towels to, like, people coming in, you know, to use the, what you may call it, sauna. Yeah, that's not an administrator. That's a receptionist, you know? It's like the water boy at a, on a football team saying, I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about sports, so, but you guys get the point. A lot of these women out there, they don't have careers. They just have jobs, which again stand for just over broke. So, now that we have set the example that these women out there are trading in relationships for jobs, what else they do is that they replace children with animals. So, when I was at the cafe a couple of days ago, again, a dozen girls in there, and all of a sudden, all the girls in unison, they said, oh, and they all, you know, they all got off their phones, you know. I was like, okay, what's going on here? So, I see that somebody brought a cat into the cafe. So all these women were looking at the cat, okay? Now, yesterday, there was, you know, a couple kids in there, and I think one of them was like a baby or a toddler, and all of a sudden, the girls in there were like, oh, and I'm like, hey, great, you know, the kid did something cute, and now these women are like, oh, look at the cute kid, and guess what I see? A puppy, you know? These hoes didn't care about the kids, they cared about the puppy. And another thing you guys will notice is that you will see more and more Ukrainian women with puppies and cats nowadays, okay guys? So, the important thing of this video guys is that the women are replacing careers, I'm sorry, they're replacing marriage and family and relationships with dogs, pets, and just random guys off of the internet, okay? This is a worldwide problem that, let's keep it 100, it's not gonna go anywhere, guys, okay? It's universal, right? I mean, yeah, Ukrainian women are nowhere near as toxic, bitchy, or fat, ugly, tatted up as American women, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. They're dick shopping for shad's cock, and they're harvesting beta males for their meat, which again stands for money, energy, attention, and time. Now, eventually, this type of world is gonna come crashing down. Like mathematically speaking, this has gotta come crashing down. Because here's the thing, you know. Okay, you're a 20-year-old girl. The world is your oyster. What's gonna happen when you're like 30 and you really have no value anymore? Because you have to remember, for Chad, there's a girl turning 18 every day of the week, every day a girl is turning 18 for Chad, so you ain't special, okay? And the beta males, a couple of things are going to happen with the beta males. Either they're going to exhaust their meat, or they're going to wisen up and they're going to be like, yo man, all these bitches doing is that they're using me up for my money. You know, so once betas and shads, you know, go their own way, and I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, yo, Amr Chad will never go his own way. You guys need to understand, man, like Euro GA Nationalist on MGTOW TV said, Chad is overrated. First of all, this whole Chad thing can only work if you're under 25, okay? If you're under 25, you can beat Chad. But after 25, you know, because you guys need to understand, and this is scientific, by the way, okay? Your body stops producing collagen after the age of 25, okay? Collagen is what makes you look youthful and young. Your body stops producing it after the age of 25. So Chad is going to lose Chad status once he gets at the age of 25. So that's number one. He's going to lose Chad status. Number two, you guys need to understand is that eventually the Chads, you know, yeah, they're having all the sex, but at the same time, you know, the way the modern women are, Chad is going to be like, hey, man, this is just way too toxic for me. You guys need to understand, man. When I was driving cab back in my LA days, you know, we had a lot of people, you know, before Uber, before Tinder, you know, I knew Chads back in my cab driving days. And they were like, hey, man, this is really toxic, dude. All right. So even though this has nothing to do with the video, I just wanted to show it to you. You guys know how the EU simps for Ukraine, okay? As you guys can see behind me, the Ukrainian flag with the EU flag. So now the question we have to ask ourselves now is, who does Ukraine simp for? Are you ready for this, guys? Are you ready for this? Yep, you guessed it. They're simping for the small hat people. There we go. Nazi Jews. Yep. They're simping for the small hat people. And, you know, what the Ukrainian people fail to realize is that, the 6 million Jews in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, they're gonna come here, man. You know, that's the whole point of the Ukrainian war, is to actually kill the Ukrainian population. But these people are too low IQ to figure that out, you know. I was here for like 2 days and I realized what the Jew plan is. You know, this Ukrainian war has been going around for like 2 years. And these people have no idea what the hell is going on. You know, this just goes to show you how simple-minded Ukrainian people are. But anyway, this video is not about that. I'll make a video about, you know, Ukraine simping for the Jews later. But anyways, going back to the point of this video that I wanted to tell you guys, and I'm going to be finishing up soon, you know, is that this is universal, guys, okay? You're not gonna escape it. I don't, as long as a woman has a smartphone and she's a 4 or above, she's gonna be for the streets, okay? You know? These women, I can't stress this enough, guys. The way these women are on their smartphones literally nonstop all day. I mean, what do you think a woman is doing on a smartphone? I mean, really, guys, use your brain. What the hell is a woman gonna do on the smartphone? Is she gonna do work? Is she gonna do research? Is she gonna do anything of value? Hell no, she ain't. She's gonna be dick shopping for Chad's cock, and she's gonna be harvesting beta males for their meat, which again stands for money, energy, attention, time. Okay, guys? So this will come to an end. It must come to an end. It's mathematically impossible for it. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 4, okay? 2 + 2 = 4, okay? When you are, again, a 20-year-old girl, you're young, you're hot, you're tight, the world is your oyster, you have that energy, you have that fervor to go out and to, you have the energy to and stamina, because again, you know, God gave women the energy, the stamina to go out there and have a family. But instead of having a family, they're focusing on their careers, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand that I'm going to be doing a video about this place when I'm done with this video. I really like this place, you know. Maybe you guys know what this place is. You guys can tell me. Let me finish up this video, man. So couple other people, you know, they're doing video shoots. I don't want to get in their way, you know. So this will come to an end, guys, okay? This will come to an end, okay? When you're a young, hot, tight girl, you got stamina, you got energy, and you're focusing on your career, you know, you're sleeping around with random dudes, you're going out with random guys, you know, eventually you are going to lose that. Eventually, you as a woman, you will lose that young, hot, tight status. And eventually, guys are going to move on. That's just how it is, you know. Nobody's going to be in your friend zone 10 years waiting for you to hit the wall. So not to mention that MGTOW is growing, dudes. MGTOW is growing, you know. I looked at the new software for MGTOW TV. They added like almost a dozen new languages to the MGTOW TV software, you know. So even though the vendor didn't create, you know, the software specifically for us at MGTOW TV, this just goes to show you that a lot of people out there in different languages are taking up media from non-YouTube platforms. So that's good for alt tech like us. So MGTOW is growing, guys. You need to understand, MGTOW is growing. Even if a person doesn't, you know, watch this, right? Hey, kind of like Superman in a way. So MGTOW is growing. Even though most people out there don't know MGTOW is, it's the only option that guys, you know, if you're a sane guy who has dignity, integrity, honor, you have to go MGTOW. There is no other option for you, dude. I mean, if you're Chad, I mean, that's one thing. But again, Chad can only go up until the age of 25. And even at that, you know, you have to understand, you know, when a girl is young, she's dopey, meaning she's gullible, she's naive. You can take better advantage of her. But eventually, she's going to grow out of her naivety. And she's going to be like, hey, I need something more than just dick, you know. So this will come to an end. Now, the question that has to be asked is, when it does come to an end for the woman, okay? When it does come to an end, what's going to happen with all these women, you know? Listen, ain't no dude with dignity, integrity, honor going to wife up a woman who's been riding the cock carousel for 15 years. Ain't nobody going to wife up a woman whose body count is over 1,000. Ain't nobody going to wife up a woman who is so jaded, has so much emotional baggage that she's only going to bring down his life. Ain't no dude going to wife a girl like that up. Even, I don't care how blue pill beta male a guy is, you know, even if the divorce laws aren't bad in Ukraine, at the end of the day, guys, just knowing that you are getting a woman that has been passed around by thousands of dudes for 15, maybe 20 years, and the fact that she is so damaged, she can't bond, it's like no guy would want it, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, I don't care what the CIA does, I don't care what the Jews do, MGTOW is winning. We are winning, and we're not doing anything, man. Heck, I can't even advertise MGTOW TV, you know. Google won't let us advertise MGTOW TV, you know. But yet we are winning, you know. It's kind of like how the pagans of Mecca wanted to silence Islam, but the more they tried to silence Islam, the more popular Islam came to be. Same thing with MGTOW, you know. The more the Jews try to silence us, the more popular we become. Guys all over the world are talking, dudes. I mean, the only Ukrainian word I know is suka, you know. And that was taught to me by those young Ukrainian guys and our Jewish friend a couple of days ago. You know, suka means bitch in Ukrainian. So, and I hear the word suka a lot by the guys here. So even the Ukrainian guys who probably have no idea what MGTOW is, because vast majority of these people here, guys, they don't understand English. Even the young dudes, like the Jew, you know, that Jewish Ukrainian dude in my video, he was like the only person who understood and actually spoke English. Everybody else here, guys, their English on 0 to 100 is like not even a 1, you know. This is why I can walk around, make videos like this all day, and, you know, not have to worry about somebody saying, oh my God, you're talking shit about the Ukrainian people, how dare you? You know, it's like, you all can't even understand bye, hi, you know? And again, You guys see it in the background as I'm walking. You know, women on their smartphones, they're just wasting time. They're just, you know, and again, it's their biology, okay, guys? You need to understand, a woman's biology is dick and resources. That's her biology. That's what God created, okay, guys? Unfortunately for them, the dick from random chads at 145, or in the case of the girls here, see, behind the same thing. They're just doing dumb shit, you know? You know, here in Ukraine, Chad comes over at 11:45 because they have a curfew at midnight. And the curfew has nothing to do with the war. It's all about keeping Ukrainian dudes from doing nigger shit. As you guys know, I made a video titled, "This is why Ukraine has a curfew," you know? You know, if these guys are fighting and fucking, you know, falling over drunk at like 11 o'clock at night, imagine what they're going to do at like 1, 2 in the morning, you know? So the curfew, man, I'm actually in favor of the curfew, to be honest with you, you know. But the point that I'm going to try to get across to you again, and I have to say this again and again and again and again and again and again. Mathematically speaking, this will not go on much longer. Now, when it does pop, you guys are not a repairman, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now. You and I, we're not repairmen, like Stardust said, okay? It's not our job to repair society. If anything, our job is to take out the popcorn and the beer, in my case, non-alcoholic beer, and watch, you know, the goyim just, I don't know, whatever God does do to the goyim, you know, just watch from afar and, you know, laugh at them, you know, because we know this was coming. But they, on the other hand, you know, they don't care, you know. They don't care. I mean, the best thing we can do is to talk to guys who might be on the fence, guys who are like, "Hey, man, things are fucked up, and I really don't know why." You know, those are the guys we can talk to. But guys out there who's chasing after women and shit like that, yeah. Ain't no hope for these dudes, man. Ain't no hope. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to be making a video to you, a video from that place we were about Jews simping for, about Ukrainians simping for Jews. All right, guys, I'm going to talk to you in a bit. Peace.